Well, as we talked about on Friday's show, the Wall Street Journal has some interesting information about something going on in our state Senate race between Tiffany Smiley and Patty Murray. The Murray campaign, within just a few hours of each other, according to the Wall Street Journal, the Murray campaign directed Starbucks, the Seattle Times, and the Seattle Seahawks to send cease and desist letters to Tiffany Smiley's campaign because of two television commercials that they say violate their copyright. Let's dive into this. Tiffany Smiley joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Tiffany, it's good to talk with you once again.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. This is very important and shows we're winning. We're winning for all of Washington, and very much so. This was a coordinated coincidence, right? All three of them within a span of 5 days sent me cease and desist letters for my ads. They want me to pull my ads down. And it's clear it's because they're effective. And I'm talking to the issues that are facing Washington voters every single day. Unfortunately, Senator Murray does not want to talk about crime or inflation, the cost of living, gas prices. And so it just shows, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Patty Murray helped coordinate this effort as well.
Okay, now you said coordinated coincidence. It's one or the other. The Wall Street Journal says they have documents that do suggest that it's coordinated. Do you have any proof either way if this was coincidence or coordination?
I don't know, but it certainly looks like it was a, you know, it's no coincidence. I guess we could say that. It's clear that they colluded together, and Patty Murray obviously has, I'm sure, staffers or former staffers in those positions. Or perhaps her staff was, alerting the corporations to my ads because they are effective. You know, they tell the truth. They tell it the truth about Patty Murray, and then I offer my solutions on how we can bring hope and turn crisis into hope for all of Washington. So really, it's unfortunate to the voters of Washington State, but again, we have a choice ahead of us this November, a very important choice. Do you want to elect a 30-year incumbent? You know, the definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing over and over and continue to get the same results. Or do you want hope? Do you want vision? Do you want to lower your grocery bill, lower your gas prices? Do you want to get crime under control? These are the issues that are on the ballot.
Okay, let's go into this a little bit. So the Seahawks commercial, your husband is wearing a Seahawks jersey. I have heard but not confirmed. You can confirm this for me. Is this a jersey that the Seattle Seahawks gave your husband when they honored him with raising the 12 flag after he had been blinded in combat?
Yes, you are correct. That jersey was specially made for Scotty as the 12th man flag raiser. In fact, it says Smiley on the back. And it was an incredible event. I would encourage anyone to go look up Scotty's 12th man flag raising in 2014, November in 2014. Incredibly moving, amazing, awe-inspiring. He gets the whole stadium fired up. And it's truly, it was a remarkable experience. I don't think the Seahawks realized or the corporate lawyer who sent, and I would encourage the Seahawks just stick to football, stick to entertaining the great people of Washington State, and we'll stick to leadership and start delivering results. So we can clean up our streets and clean up those homeless encampments that are right outside the Seahawks stadium.
In fact, I was the one who interviewed your husband before that game. I did all the pregame interviews of the 12 flag raisers, so I do remember that. Okay, so so that's the Seahawks coming after you guys. So for that one, you're still running the commercial, but now you had to blur out one of the distinctive trim colors, the Seahawks, that kind of that lime green, and blurred out some of the letters on the jersey. Is that the result?
Correct. Yes. It's still a very effective ad, but yes, we blurred out the colors of the jersey.
Okay. The other ad, it shows you in front of a shuttered Starbucks, plywood over the windows. You can see the word Starbucks backwards in raised letters at the top of the building. It's not prominent in the ad, but also some Seattle Times headlines, actual Seattle Times headlines, then are layered over that video. So what did both Starbucks and the Seattle Times tell your campaign about removing that ad?
Yeah, I mean, they sent us a cease and desist letter, but there's no grounds because I think it, you know, Patty Murray in 2016 used the Seattle Times headlines as well for her ads. So, I mean, they were stating the facts. I think that's what's so interesting about all of this is I'm actually standing on a public sidewalk and stating the facts about crime that has torn our city apart. And that Starbucks actually, you know, I think just a year or so earlier was completely destroyed by Antifa, I believe, who came in and shattered all of their windows. And crime is bad. There's multiple murders in that parking lot that I was standing in. So I'm telling the truth. And delivering results and a solution for the great people of Washington State. We will continue to run those ads, and we have more coming. I mean, we have, you know, just a few weeks until Election Day, so this is very important. I would encourage anyone, you know, to go to smileyforwashington.com. You can read about my agenda for recovery and reform and how we will turn crisis into hope.
So tell me, why would these three major corporations, why would they all align against you? It is true that Starbucks closed stores. Their stated reason was the crime in the neighborhoods. The Seattle Times has been chronicling so much of the crime that has been plaguing our city. The Seahawks have dangerous streets for their fans to walk on to and from the games. So why, Tiffany, would those three companies align against you in maybe even a collusive way like this?
I mean, the only reason I would think is because I'm effective and we're winning. And this is a great opportunity for Washington State. It's a shame that they don't want the best for our great state. It's a shame that they have let politics play into every aspect, you know, of our life. It really, at the end of the day, it gets back to safety. It gets back to cost of living and quality of life in Washington State. So I believe they are doing this because Patty Murray and her staff is alerting them to it because they know that we are effective and our message is winning.
Well, I noted on my show about a week and a half ago, the Seattle Times had a front page story about you because you did the ads in front of the Starbucks and the shuttered buildings.
Right.
And then Patty Murray does an ad saying that you want to take away Social Security and Medicare. The Washington
right.
Post covered that story and gave Patty Murray four Pinocchios. The Seattle Times buried that story. Four Pinocchios.
Yes.
I think clearly the Seattle Times has something against you.
Yeah, well, we're winning at the end of the day, and Patty Murray is entrenched with the Seattle Times. I think that's clear. It's no longer true journalism. And that's unfortunate, but I believe this election, we can start to change that for all of Washington State. Yeah, I mean, Patty Murray's coming out. I call it Metascare, and that's what they talked about in the Washington Post article. She actually voted four times. She does not want Medicare to cover prescription drugs. And it's important that the voters of Washington State understand these truths. I will not take anything away from Social Security. I will not touch anyone's benefits who's receiving or about to receive. But it's clear that we need to sit down at the table and go back to Reagan and Tip O'Neill and actually get work done. That's what's on the ballot. And it's, you know, we need to know the truth. Patty, I'm glad the Washington Post called her out. Seattle Times did have to repost that story, but you're right. They buried it. I would call on them to put that on the front page. Put the truth on the front page.
How would you work with Seattle Times when it's so clear that they have taken a pretty clear position against you and in favor of your opponent? If you were to win, how would you work with an organization like that?
Oh, I would just continue to share the truth and share the good work that we're doing, you know, make it impossible for them not to report it. That's clear. That's what our campaign has done as well.
Latest polling, the Wall Street Journal story said that you were within 2 points, which would be within margin of error. What's your internal number showing?
Yeah, I mean, our internal numbers are showing just that. But, you know, our campaign has been so successful because from day one, I've been focused on the endorsement of the voters of Washington State all across the state. I've been in all 39 counties, many of them multiple times. So we will continue to share our winning message and our solutions for the future of Washington State to deliver on the quality of life make sure people can get back to work, more money in their pockets, lower their grocery bills, lower their gas prices, ensure that 87,000 IRS agents aren't coming after our small businesses and our hardworking Washington families. That's what I will put a stop to. So I will continue sharing my winning message. And at the end, you know, the real poll that matters is the election on November 8th.
We will watch it with great interest because it is getting pretty darn interesting. All right, Tiffany Smiley, she is the Republican candidate for the Senate in our state and the victim of corporate collusion. She and the Wall Street Journal allege against her surging campaign. Tiffany, always good to talk with you. I appreciate the time this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you, Dory. Have a great day.
All right, all my best. Tiffany Smiley joining us. I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this. Text me at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.